Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup, and today we'll continue learning Sefer Yirmiyahu. In response to Yirmiyahu's sympathetic response to the sobbing in Yerushalayim as she is attacked, Hashem casts a challenge in the opening verse of chapter 5. Shotetu b'chusot Yerushalayim ur'una ud'u ובקשו ברחובותיה, אם תמצאו איש, אם יש עושה משפט, מבקש אמונה, ואסלח לה. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look now and take note. Search her squares. If you can find a single person, anyone who acts justly, anyone who seeks the truth, then I will forgive the city. Radak is astonished at the implication that one could not find a single moral or faithful person in Yerushalayim. When the 79th Psalm, lamenting the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, attests, Bau goyim benachalatecha, timu et heichal kodshecha, samu et Yerushalayim le'iyim, natnu et nivlat avatecha ma'achal le'of ha'shamayim, Psar chasidecha lechaito aretz. The nations, O God, have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple and reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They have given the corpses of your servants as foods to the birds of the sky and the flesh of your pious to the beasts of the land. The psalmist testified that there were indeed devout servants of Hashem in Jerusalem, martyred people who had loved God, whose corpses now fed the wildlife, thereby contradicting the assertion that one could not find a single innocent person in Yerushalayim by whose merits the city would be spared the horrific destruction that Yirmiyahu foresaw. Citing his father, Radak attempts to reconcile these contradictory verses by pointing out that Hashem had specified that we should seek a righteous individual bechutzot Yerushalayim and bilchovoteha, in the public squares and in the streets. Undoubtedly, there were many loyal and ethical Jews who served Hashem faithfully, but they did so in private, and some in hiding. They did not dare demonstrate their piety in the streets, lest they be attacked by a secularized and militant majority of assimilated Jews. Thus, the merit of the hidden tzaddikim could not save the entire city. On the contrary, the faithful were among the first victims of the Babylonian assault. Apparently, Radak, like other medieval Jews living in the shadow of rabid persecution instigated by the Crusades, witnessed the dangers of openly practicing Judaism and surmised that what held true for his days must have also been true in the days of Yirmiyahu. Nevertheless, as an advocate for his people, Yirmiyahu protests the efficacy of Hashem's punitive measures. It does not seem that these managed to arouse the general population to repent. In verses 3 and 4, he protests, Hashem einecha halo le'emuna, hikita otam velo chalu, kilitam me'enul kachat musar, chizku pnehem misela me'enul lashuv. ואני אמרתי, אך דלים הם נועלו, כי לא ידעו דרך השם, משפט אלוהיהם. Hashem, don't your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You finished them off, but they refused to accept discipline. They have made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. Then I thought, they're only the poor. They've been foolish, for they do not know the way of Hashem, the justice of their God. Yirmiyahu attempts to defend a nation that has faltered under corrupt leaders. He implies that he too may have failed in arousing the common folks that are burdened and toiling for their bread. Perhaps he should direct his rebuke to the rich elites and the educated upper classes. הלכה לי אל הגדולים ואדברה אותם, כי הם הידעו דרך השם משפט אלוהיהם. אך המה יחדיו שברו עול, ניתקו מוסרות. I will go to the elites and speak to them. Surely they know the way of Hashem, the justice of their God. Ah, but they too, with one accord, had broken the yoke and have torn off all moral strictures. But even the learned, who are well versed in Torah, refused to heed Hashem's messengers. Thus Yirmiyahu's hopes are shattered as he confronts the inevitable consequences that will befall his people. Al ken hikam aryeh miyah, ze'ev aravot yishadedem, namer shoked al arehem, kol hayotze mehena yitaref, ki rabu pish'ehem, atzmu mishuvotehem. Therefore a lion from the forest will strike them. A wolf from the desert will ravage them. A leopard lies in wait near their cities, and anyone who ventures out is torn to pieces. For their rebellious acts are many, and their unfaithful deeds too numerous. Rashi identifies the lion as the symbol of Babylonia, the wolf as the Median kingdom, the leopard is the Hellenic Empire, each attacking Israel at different eras, but none would tear their flesh into pieces, as did Edom, the symbol of the Roman Empire that morphed into Christendom. Malbim, on the other hand, suggests that each animal represents increasingly difficult incursions that Nebuchadnezzar and his armies made into Israel, culminating in the final decimation of the Jewish settlement of Yehuda after the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam, about 5 years after the burning of Beit HaMikdash. Hashem remarks bitterly about Jerusalem's decadence that led to the waves of destruction in the 7th verse. How can I pardon you? Your children have forsaken me and swore by false idols. When I had satisfied their needs, they committed adultery and assembled themselves at the brothels. After graphic description of the people's shameless and overt immorality, Hashem asks sardonically, Ha'al eile lo efkod, Ne'um Hashem, v'im begoy asher kazeh lo titnakem nafshi? Should I not punish them for these things, declares Hashem? Should I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? He then recruits the invading hordes, but allows them only a limited attack, as described in verses 11 and 12. Alu besharoteha v'shechetu v'chala al ta'asu. Hasiru netishoteha. כי לא להשם המה, כי בגוד בגדו בי בית ישראל ובית יהודה נאום השם. According to Rashi and Mitzudot, we would translate these verses as, Go up through her vineyard rows and ravage them, but do not finish them off. Don't destroy the plants. Prune her branches, remove her leaders, for they do not belong to Hashem. For the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda, their royal dynasties have been utterly treacherous. Apparently, this call refers to the first onslaught, when the Babylonians exiled Jehoiachin, v'hacharash v'hamasger, the Judean king, his court, along with the intelligentsia, leaving the lower classes in the land as their vassals. Hashem justifies his vengeance against the upper classes who denied Hashgacha Pratit and did not believe that God intervenes in history, nor that the prophets speak for Hashem. Self-satisfied and feeling entitled, they refused to believe that they would also be struck by the sword or famine. כי חשו בהשם ואמרו לא הוא, ולא תבוא עלינו רעה וחרב ורב לא נראה. והנביאים יהיו לרוח, והדיבר אין בהם. כה יעשה להם. They denied Hashem and said, He won't do anything. Harm will not come to us. We will not see sword or famine. The prophets, they're but wind, for the word is not in them. So let their own predictions befall them. In a last-ditch effort to arouse them to repent, Yirmiyahu addresses the leadership, quoting Hashem. הנני מביא עליכם גוי ממרחק בית ישראל, נאום השם. גוי איתן הוא, גוי מעולם הוא, גוי לא תדע לשונו, ולא תשמע מה ידבר. These words are eerily reminiscent of the Tochacha in Devarim chapter 28. When Moshe forewarned, יישא השם עליך גוי מרחוק, מקצה הארץ כאשר ידעה הנשר, גוי אשר לא תשמע לשונו. גוי אז פנים אשר לא יישא פנים לזקן, ונער לא יכון. Hashem will bring a nation against you from afar, from the edges of the earth as the eagle flies. A nation whose language you do not understand, an audacious nation that shows no deference to the old, nor mercy to the young. Now Yirmiyahu elaborates. They will devour your harvest and food, and will consume your sons and daughters, eating up your flocks and herds, feeding on your vines and fig trees. With a sword they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. The same intellectual blindness that refused to see the hand of God in the impending assault had previously refused to see the loving nurturance, the siyata dishmaya, during times of peace and prosperity. Thus Yirmiyahu mocks them, Shimu na'azot am sachal ve'ein lev, Einaim lahem ve'lo yir'u, Oznaim lahem ve'lo yishma'u, Ha'oti lo tira'u ne'um Hashem, Im mipanai lo tachilu. Hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. You do not fear me, declares Hashem. Do you not tremble before me? They refused to ponder the wonders of natural law and attributed their good fortune to their own wit and wiles and had come to worship the idols of power and riches. And as a result, Hashem declares, Ve'la'am hazeh haya lev sorer u'moreh saru v'yelechu. Ve'lo amru bilvavam nirana et Hashem Elokeinu hanoten geshem yoreh u'malkosh be'ito shvuot chukot katzir yishmor lanu. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They turned aside and went away. They have not said in their hearts, Let us revere Hashem our God, who gives us the rains, both autumn and spring, in season, who keeps for us the appointed weeks of harvest. Am Yisrael had not only abandoned the teachings of their ancestors, violating not only mitzvot ben adam lamakom, but also mitzvot ben adam lechavero, abrogating even rational morality and social justice. And therefore Hashem reiterates, Ha'al eile lo efkot ne'um Hashem, im begoy asher kazeh lo titnakem nafshi. Should I not punish them for these things? Should I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? Thank you for learning together Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.